following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Measure twice, cut once. Words to live by. Whether you're framing a house or getting a pair of Red Wing work boots. That's why at a Red Wing shoe store, we take the time to precisely measure your feet. Both feet. And not just the length and width either. We use the latest digital tools to measure your arch and even your pressure points for a truly custom fit. It's our way of making sure your boots fit your feet as well as your job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Hey, you, in the DXL dressing room, you're more than just an average Joe in a new outfit. You are a magnificent man about town. Before you unleash fashions like Lucky, Lacoste, and Nautica, ask yourself, are you ready to look this good? Is the world ready? All the best men's brands, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Shop today for Harbor Bay PK polos, only $24.99 each when you buy two or more.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show. Hope you had a pleasant and safe Easter. Some enjoying another day off for the Easter holiday. So if that's the case, hopefully it's a good one for you. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. A little wrestling this time of the year. Not necessarily the time of the year you talk about wrestling, the offseason, but Dante Rodriguez is going to join us in studio today to talk about signing with Iowa State. We're also going to be chatting about the new wrestling coach at Grand Island, which is Joey Morrison. He's done a great job over at Lexington. A lot of folks associated with the wrestling in the state of Nebraska have known Joey since his wrestling high school days, then going to UNK, and now, of course, what he has done at Lex. He'll take over for Mike Shadwinkle, who's at Hastings College. The Boston Marathon continuing today. So far, so good. We've got baseball going on with the Red Sox and the Orioles. Orioles up quickly. The first weekend of the playoffs for the NBA and the NHL are in the books. Some decent golf over the weekend. Yesterday was fairly quiet outside of pro sports. And baseball, softball for UNK, Hastings College, and Nebraska. All that coming up on the program today. The big national story, I guess, Jimmy, is the Knicks fire their coach. I don't think that really is a big topic for the Doug and Daddy Show, though, today.
No, we probably won't mention it again. Doug, you know, a lot of times I come here and on Mondays after a Sunday, and I listen to you, and then that's my update on sports, because some of the stuff I really didn't even know was going on today when I listened to you. But I did watch the NBA and was surprised how many visiting teams won. And I also was surprised that Nebraska lost to Northwestern and had to come from behind the way they did to salvage a game. What did you think about that?
Well, that's probably the big story for us, and that's what's going on right now for Nebraska. You got the softball doing well, the gymnastics team did well, but the baseball team, and I said it Friday, things are going way too good for Nebraska, things are going way too poorly for Northwestern. I did not expect Nebraska to sweep the series this weekend, but the big picture, it would be real interesting where Darren Erstad, and he commented after the game, you know, fielding problems? Really? Bad base running? Eh. These were 3 one-run games, and yes, Nebraska should have probably hit the ball a little bit better in the first game on Friday, and maybe even in the doubleheader Saturday, and the pitching went pretty deep. It just seemed like this wasn't a baseball team that was 6-24 1 week ago today. They won 2 games in the non-conference, and they came in and took the first 2 games from Nebraska. Something happened for Northwestern. Nebraska flat out should have beat them on Friday. You don't score 1 run at home, ever. I mean, it's not like they were facing ace pitching, but they just couldn't click. And if it didn't say Northwestern on the front of the uniform, it wouldn't matter who took 2 or 3 from you on your home diamond, whether they're Indiana or whether they're Northwestern. It stings because Northwestern apparently isn't any good, but this was their best weekend of the season, and you've got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, you know, usually in baseball, when you look at the series is that you play and you have a lot of 3-game series, is it's tough to win 2 out of 3 all the time, even when you're supposed to do that. Now, in the major leagues, it hardly ever happens that you do that all the time. You know, usually, though, the teams that are 162 do a lot of that, you know. But, you know, I'm definitely some concern there about Nebraska baseball because needed to sweep that. And even if they would have gone 2-1, they'd have considered that not to be doing well. You know, that would have been one of those that you went 2-1 and go, man, that's what we're supposed to do, but dang it. You know, it'd have been nice to get the sweep.
Yeah, if you scratch it out Friday, then you go, okay, we have to play this. And then in hindsight, that doubleheader, you know, it was nice enough early Sunday, they probably could have got the game in, but that's the way it is. We'll get back to that in a little bit, but as we said, some of the folks got some school off today, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the new head wrestling coach at Grand Island, and that is Joey Morrison. Joey, good morning and congratulations.
Oh, thank you much. Glad to be here.
Well, great to chat with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess when this Grand Island job came open, it was a very attractive job probably to many in the state. What made it, outside of being a Class A program maybe, what made it attractive to you?
Well, the main thing is just the community being closer to both myself and my wife's families, since they're both from Lincoln. That was something that we've really been kind of looking at pretty hard here, just getting closer to Lincoln. Also, you know, Grand Island's got a lot of great things to offer, and the wrestling team has been doing very, very well lately under the realm of Coach Shadwinkle. He's done an amazing job. So I'm just really excited for the opportunity and the change.
Joey Morrison with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You have done some really good things with the Lexington program, which has been a proud program for a number of years. Hit a little bump in the road, and you were able to kind of get that program going in the right direction again. What can you use from what you did at Lexington over to Grand Island, which really isn't in a down cycle right now?
Well, I think I have a great ability to find kids that, you know, wrestling can really benefit their lives, and then also they can give back to wrestling and be successful individually and then on the team level. And I think Grand Island's got just a whole plethora of kids out there that just need to find wrestling or need someone to kind of pull them into that. And I think that, again, Coach Shadwinkle's done a phenomenal job of seeking those kids and getting them involved at a younger age and then as well at the high school level. And good things happen when you get the right kids in your room. And so just looking to kind of keep that going.
Let me ask you a question that I think probably is on a lot of people's minds. There are some communities and some schools in the state that are a little more ethnic-based than others, and we know that Lexington is one of those schools, and we know that Grand Island has a variety of different young men and women that go to their school. How can that help? And was that, do you think, when you talked to Athletic Director Cutlass and the committee over at Grand Island, do you think that benefited you?
Well, I definitely think, you know, my background being from Lincoln East, and then I was at Kearney, and those are predominantly white communities. And, you know, I think that being out here in Lexington and being exposed to a more culturally diverse area really, really benefited me as a person as well as a wrestling coach. And just kind of seeing things from different perspectives and knowing what different people are maybe going through or some of the strengths and as well as some of the needs that they may have And so I think when you look at Lexington and Grand Island, there's a lot of similarities, maybe not in the size as much, but with the amount of diversity that's present. And, again, just what an opportunity to kind of go to a larger community and try to do the same thing. So,
Joey, did you talk with Coach Shadwinkle at all?
Several times, actually, but during the interview process and then a little bit after. And I think we're both excited for our new challenges in front of us, both with him at Hastings College as well as me at Grand Island. And I'm really, really thankful that he's going to be in the area and stay in Grand Island, actually, just to kind of help me transition into this position, show me the ins and outs and things, because he's just got a wealth of knowledge that I would really like to tap into, and he's been more than willing to share that information with me.
We're chatting with Joey Morrison here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Lexington coach, and of course now over the weekend, late Friday, was named the head coach at Grand Island. What did Coach Shadwinkle tell you about where the program is right now that you're taking over, and maybe even what next year's team will look like?
Well, there's a great stock of kids coming back this next year, great group with lots of experience. I think there's a few kids that are there or close to being where they need to be, and they just haven't really had that chance yet to be known on the varsity level. And so kind of interested to see which kids are kind of lurking, I guess, in the shadows and ready to come out. And then the youth program, I'm very excited to kind of get involved with that and see where that's at and what we can do to strengthen that and build that up to be, you know, the best it can be as well. And so it's a full package, you know, from the time there, hopefully, you know, five or six would be great, all the way to seniors in high school.
And Joey, conversely, I guess, when the next head coach is named or hired at Lexington, what would you tell him about where your program is at as you leave it?
Oh, you know, just I'd probably like to share some of the things that I found that were beneficial and successful, as well as some things that, you know, just like I said, every position in every community, I think, has certain, like, you know, ins and outs or things that necessarily aren't there on paper, but just you learn as your tenure as a coach there. And I think that's very valuable knowledge when you have a new coach coming in, because that helps them, you know, keep the train running, I guess, that way. And also allows them to kind of maybe avoid some of the negatives that may come with the job as well, and that they're at least more aware of their situation that way, and it could be a little smoother for the kids, because ultimately, you know, we just want to provide the best opportunities for our kids. And so having that coach, you know, come in and understanding some of those things will greatly help the new guy. So.
Hey, Jim Langen here. Coach, one of the things with wrestling that I find is the weight loss, or at least, you know, trying to maintain the weight. So when you do start up again in August, you know, September at school, you're kind of at a weight where you want to be. There will be anything you'll do this May when you talk to wrestlers? Will you go into Grand Island and talk to some of the wrestlers in May and June and see where they're at? Or will you just kind of let them kind of just grow as they do normally for 3 months?
Oh, as far as their weight, you know, really in the summers, I'm a big believer in just letting them, you know, be healthy, enjoy being kids, and then lifting, I think, is extremely important, and getting as strong as you can. You know, we have several summer camp opportunities that they're going to be able to be a part of in Lincoln and Kearney as well, all the way out in Valentine, Nebraska. And so hopefully that will give me a chance to kind of learn how they are a little bit, their personalities, and get to know them a little bit, as well as kind of keep them going so they don't, you know, get rusty, I guess. But, yeah, as far as the weight, you know, really, we don't look at weight too hard until, you know, at least August, and just to kind of get an idea, because kids grow so much. You know, I've had a couple kids that wrestled, you know, 138, and now he's almost at 170. And so it's like, wow. And so it's kind of hard to predict how a high schooler is going to grow from year to year. And so I think it's best just to let them kind of grow, get stronger, and then figure their weights out as the season approaches.
That's some good eating right there. You bop it up that far. But Joey Morrison with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joey, how do you see the Grand Island job here? I mean, this is a team that just won 5 state championships. They didn't win it in Omaha this year, but they did win the state dual crown. Is there pressure? Is there excitement? How do you feel it as you get ready to take over the program?
Oh, pressure. I don't know if that's really what it is. It's more just an overwhelming sense of excitement to get in there and work with the kids that are there, work with the coaching staff, and kind of help these kids, you know, not only get better at wrestling, but also become better students and things. And so, I think that this is a really good group of kids coming back. You know, it's pretty hard for me to predict where we'll be at the end of the season, considering I haven't met most of them yet. But I just, I think that this is a great place to build something special. And I think Coach Shadwinkle has shown that it can be done and done very well. And, again, it's just a matter of finding those kids and getting them involved. And so I think that Grand Island's a place similar to Kearney. You know, you've got one main high school as far as the Class A, and they're not, you know, sharing kids with other schools and things. I think it's just a really special community for wrestling and then a lot of other athletics as well. And so, again, just really, really looking forward to the opportunity in Grand Island.
And, Joey, you've been around some really great coaches probably from the time that you ever first strapped on a singlet. Is there one or two great pieces of advice that you have found beneficial in your young coaching career?
Oh, certainly. I wrestled for Coach McCurdy at Lincoln East as a part of a really successful team there and learned so many things. But I remember one thing that's always really stuck in my mind, both, you know, competing as well as coaching and just in life, and that's, you know, control, focus on what you can control. I think so many times it's so easy to get wrapped up in things, especially with sports, you know, whether it's a bad call or just all sorts of kinds of things that can come up against you as a wrestler and as an athlete. And I think that just training your mind to focus on whatever you can control, only to worry about things that you can control and let everything else play out, I think that greatly reduces your stress and greatly reduces, you know, your anxiety as far as how everything's going to work out. And so that's really helped me throughout the years and something that I try to extend to my athletes and so they can be the best they can be.
Does this intensify the rivalry between Kearney and Grand Island? And have you heard any smack talk from Ty Swarm yet?
You know, actually, Coach Swarm is a phenomenal person. He's been very supportive, and he was actually one of the very first people to congratulate me on the new opportunity in Grand Island, and so he's very supportive. And we see them anyway throughout the year from Lexington anyway when we would see them at various places, and so it'll just be different kids and different singlets and stuff now. But I think he's kind of looking forward. I know I am looking forward to wrestling against him and kind of one of those competitive rivalries, but you enjoy that as well, you know, and I think you need each other to help each other be the best that each can be, and that definitely brings it out when you get two great teams going against each other. You see the best of what your kids have to offer.
Well, Joey, we'll let you get back to your Monday here. We look forward to continuing working with you throughout the wrestling season and get some of those purple clothes bought, because that's what they've got, purple, gold, Grand Island, and we wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care, Joey. Joey Morrison here on the Doug and Daddy Show, just another one of the great young coaches. And I think you, Jimmy, maybe even more than me, as the years seem to just fly by, you go, man. But these are, we're seeing a good crop here lately of, again, good young coaches right now in wrestling. You know, Coach Swarm just kind of took over at Kearney here a couple years ago. Now you've got Coach Morrison doing some good things. A variety of guys that have come out of the UNK program that, of course, we probably know a little bit more about. But it doesn't matter the sport. You always are in need of good young coaches, and Joey's one of them.
Yeah, you know, South Central Nebraska, for the most part, has had a lot of success in wrestling. But, you know, one thing I find interesting about wrestling that I think would, as a coach, and I never did coach that, but I always thought this would be something you would have to work on a little bit. You know, you've got to have a game plan for next year's team all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, who do I have at 106? Who am I going to get at this weight class? Who am I going to go? And with wrestling, it's kind of interesting that at 170 pounds, at 171 pounds, 171 pounds, there's only four wrestlers that wrestle over that weight class. The other 10 are below 170. Well, as a freshman and a sophomore, you know, your weight normally is going to be in that, so you can wrestle it, you know, at a smaller weight class. And there's just there hasn't been a lot of wrestlers that have had a lot of success at a freshman going at 106 and then going to 120 and then going to heavyweight their senior year. You know, they, you know, so that's something they really have to maintain and work hard at, you know, to stay at your weight. And it's something that, you know, you watch your, I mean, we all want to watch our weight to some degree, you know, but, you know, you and I, it'd be hard for us to, we only have one or two weight classes where you and I can even begin to think about competing at.
I noticed that my jeans were a little snug today.
Right after Easter.
Yeah, I
watched
my weight this weekend as well. Folks, glad you're with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You can always give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And the email address for our Den Popper inbox is always Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming your way here in just a little bit, we'll talk with former Grand Island wrestler, Kearney High wrestler here his senior season. Now he's going to head off to Iowa State. Dante Rodriguez is going to tell us about that choice, and we'll have a whole lot more coming up in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
You're listening to Guy Talk, live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
My girlfriend beat me playing one-on-one.
Ooh, sounds like you need to hit up a Sport Clips for an awesome haircut experience and some quality man time.
I don't know. My girlfriend always takes me to her salon.
Nonsense. Be your own man and get a great haircut in a guy-friendly place from stylists who know what guys need.
You may be right.
Sure I'm right. Now grab your Y chromosome, get down to Sport Clips, and ask for the MVP. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
This is not a drill. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the Honda CR-V, the most durable, longest-lasting crossover in its class, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera. Because who wouldn't want eyes in the back of their head? Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive, Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1997 through 2012 for CR-V and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
We'll see skies turn sunny across the area today with a high at 73 as north winds will gust about 15 to 25. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 39 as winds turn to the northeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, located on South 2nd Avenue with their everyday low, hassle-free prices. Maybe you do have a little extra time today to maybe not work or have a day off from school. Maybe you're looking for that college vehicle. Maybe you're looking for something on a pre-owned side. You can check out new or pre-owned of over 500 vehicles on the lot today with the great sales staff at Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Maybe you're just sitting there in between, you know, doing your homework or checking out your sports scores. You just go over to thinkmidway.com and check out the inventory. Pick out two or three that you think, hey, this would be right up my alley. This is the price range. This is the color. This is the kind I want. And then slap on down to South 2nd Avenue and see the gang at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway a better way. Doug Duda and Jim Langan. Jimmy didn't see, I asked him during the break here, a lot of play today. And again, we mentioned last week, this is just seems like it's a slow time in the world of sports. Even with the playoffs, it's early in the playoffs. Basketball NCAA is done. You're in that off time for football. Spring practice is done. And you're kind of waiting for some excitement in baseball. But a little bit made out of this Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates all-out brawl yesterday where, is it Carlos Gomez? They say he flips his bat. Now, the problem is yesterday, he gets a hold of one, and it hits off the top of the wall, and he flipped his bat, kind of, tossed it away as he hit it, and he thought it was gone. But then it hit the top of the wall, and he slid in with a triple. So, okay, you know, even if he was hustling out of the box, it's a triple, all right? And he's not just walking. He did take a couple of steps and then realized, uh-oh, and took off and got his triple. Problem is, this has happened a couple of times before. Yesterday's particular instance, I don't think they ever stand up for these guys. It's always old school. It's always like we're playing baseball in the 1940s. What do you want him to do with his bat? I'm waiting for sports science guy to come on and give me, okay, when guys hit home runs, 32% of the time, they drop the bat right on the plate. 15% of the time, they take two steps with the bat in their hand and drop it down the first baseline. 3% of the time, they turn around and chuck their bat towards the dugout. And 20% of the time, they showboat.
Fire, they fire that thing. They're so disgusted. They think they popped up and they just take that bat and they Bo Jackson it over their knee, you know. But, yeah, you know, Doug, there was another game, and you brought this up, interesting, and I'll let you get back to what you're coming. There was another game where it was 7-0, I think. The Houston Astros were playing and they were down 7-0. And the Houston Astros manager has had shifts on everybody. I mean, there's been some shifts on like a Dave Ortiz, and there's been some players mm-hmm. that you have the shift for. Or if nobody's on base, you know, you put this shift on. But they are shifting on everybody. I mean, you're talking about three infielders on one side and one on the other. Well, Houston was down 7-0, and it was the second inning, I believe, and they ran that shift, and the guy bunted. He thought, hey, if you're going to give me that wide open thing, I'll button. He beat it out, and I'll tell you what, since the score was 7-0, they felt like you shouldn't bunt. It's an unwritten rule. But it wasn't 7-0 in the ninth inning. You know, I mean, it's and so they got into a pretty good match. You know, and the thing of it is, there were guys that were played on the same team last year. You know how there's trades and stuff all the time. But it turned out it is. It's on right there. Your ESPN. I'll get to see it now.
Yeah. See, here's what happened. And you know, he flipped it off. I mean, if this is a cocky bat throw, then I guess I don't know what a real one is, because there's nothing to this tossing the bat aside after he hit the home run, and then there's yapping and the brawl takes place. And as far as the bunt goes, stick it. You're putting the shift on, and I'm bunting. You don't like it? Don't shift. I'm taking advantage of what you're giving me. That's what it's all about. If that's an unwritten rule, there's way too many unwritten rules. And like I said, let's quit playing baseball in the 1940s. Let's start playing in the 2000s where we're at now.
Exactly.
You know, if you can't handle it, then do something about it. I mean, if you think you got to plunk Carlos Gomez the next time he plays, that's also Bush League. You know, strike him out. Strike him out. You want to get the guy out? Strike him out. But as far as this flipping the bat thing yesterday, I get the sportsmanship and teaching the young kids and all that. But you know what? Sometimes it gets taken over the line to the other extreme, and that's where this one is.
The pitcher challenged him pretty good. You know, the pitcher, you know, after he hit it.
Run, dummy!
he challenged. I wonder what would have happened if they'd have thrown him out at third. Because then it would have really got excited. Because I think the pitcher would have really, really taunted him then. And then, is that right for him to get to do that? So it kind of goes both ways.
I'm trying to understand why he got thrown out of the game. He was the one that got attacked.
Well, right there, they're showing this.
This is last year against the Braves where he did showboat the pitcher. Now, that's a different case, I think. And then, of course, they'll show, you know what, he comes back this year, hits a home run, and sprints around the bases. Also, cocky move.
I think
I won't watch it. I'll sprint around the bases.
Hey, you know what? I think he has it coming. Now that I watched all those things, I didn't watch it that well. But now, hey, You know, they got on him one time for throwing it, and then he decides to sprint. No one sprints around the bases to hit a home run. That's really showing it up. Well, I mean, you're drawing attention to yourself. I don't like it.
Who's drawing attention to themselves? The Atlanta Brave pitcher and catcher were the ones that said, run, dummy. They're the ones that confronted the home run hitter. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
I just didn't like the way he hit the home run. Once he knew the ball was out, I don't think you keep sprinting. I think you back off a little bit. And just, there's that. You know, and what is the normal
don't
sprint?
Don't stare at it, uh-huh. And you don't sprint. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know how many home runs I hit out of the ballpark? I wouldn't know how to act. And if I got it, you know, I'd be running out to go get the ball.
I'd have
missed all the bases.
By the time I got
and the
second, I'd have been going, what happened?
You know
next?
What I mean? If I could ever just hit one out. In fact, the only time I could ever hit one out is when my sister would pitch a golf ball to me. You know what I mean? Then I could hit one out. That'd be about it.
One other thing that we haven't touched on, and we'll wait here, I guess, a couple of minutes, but just in case there's some folks out there that want to tweet us or email us, Carl Pelini speaking maybe for the first time. He spoke to Sports Illustrated, and that was just horrid a couple of weeks ago. There just was nothing to the story. I mean, they tried to make a story, and then it was something that shouldn't have even been printed, but they had a comment from Carl, so they went with it. And he talked to KFAB and the Scott Voorhees Show last Friday, so there must have been a connection there. And they talked for about 45 minutes what's going on, but Carl's just trying to find a place to be, you know, and we'll talk about that. That was a small story that ran over the weekend. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question for the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which top seed in the Western Conference has the best chance of being upset in the first round? And Houston was 50% of the folks. You think that was some late night voting last night after the game was over? The Clippers, 40%. Oklahoma City, 10%. Here we go. With our question today, does the Nebraska baseball team need to win the Big Ten tournament to qualify for the NCAAs? As of now, no. No, they're in. They're in, although their RPI plummeted, like from 36 to 55. So, I mean, you know, you're saying if they go, what is there, 3-6-9, 12 games left and two non-conference, so they got 14. Well, yeah, if they go 2-12, they're going to have to win. They're going to have to win.
Yeah, good point, yes.
So I say no, they're still going to make it as an at-large, but we'll let the folks vote. ESPNSuperstation.com is where you vote. ESPNSuperstation.com. We're in agreement. They don't have to win the tournament.
No,
not today, anyway.
No, I'm saying if they, you know, we've got to go over 500 for the season. What's their record right now? What is Nebraska's record right as we speak right
now? Nebraska's record right now is 26-16. They are 8-4 in the conference.
Yeah.
So, and we're midway through. There's still half the conference to play.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, you know, if they go 2-12, then they'll have to win the conference right there. That's probably somewhere about that area. They got to win at least five games here, you know, of this group. So
key series this week, Nebraska's third at 8-4. Michigan has yet to find their bye week, and they're fourth at 8-7. So Iowa fifth at 7-8, and on down the line. But Illinois and Indiana both swept this weekend. So Illinois passed Nebraska by a game. They're 9-3, and nobody's going to catch Indiana. They're 11-1. They are on fire right now. Our Midtown Mart cooler question is at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings. When we come back, we're going to talk with a Cyclone. Dante Rodriguez has joined us in studio. We'll chat with him after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. There are so many reasons to send roses this time of the year. Spring birthdays, anniversaries, and of course, don't forget Mother's Day. Celebrate these special occasions by sending a beautiful rose bouquet, and I mean beautiful, from 1-800-Flowers.com. Now, roses typically come in dozens, and well, one or two dozen roses, that's impressive. Imagine her reaction if you sent 3 dozen roses. Unbelievable! Which is why 1-800-Flowers.com has created an exclusive offer for my listeners. 36 stunning, multicolored roses. They're beautiful. Have them at home. Just $36. An abundant bouquet of 3 dozen roses. $36. That's an incredible value. Only available this week. So you gotta order now. Have it delivered tomorrow. Or lock in this amazing offer for a Mother's Day delivery. Do it now to order 36 roses for $36. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Do it from your mobile device, desktop. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see skies turn sunny across the area today with a high at 73 as north winds will gust about 15 to 25. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 39 as winds turn to the northeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 57.
And I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me so.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Another solid day in the state of Nebraska. What'd you do for Easter?
Nothing. How about you?
You didn't have the son-in-law cook you a big old buffet?
No, they were in Colorado.
They went
to Colorado.
Well, good for me. Family. Good eating. Good food. I didn't have to do any cooking.
You did a good deal.
I got a good brother-in-law. He knows what he's doing.
That helped.
Oh, it's good stuff. A little prime rib.
There you go. So you're not going to be able to drop 2 or 3 pounds and go to a different weight class, are you?
We shouldn't be talking food in front of a wrestler. What are we doing?
I know. A guy's trying to lose a half a pound in the airport.
I tell you, that's another thing about these graduation receptions. You always got to be careful about going to the wrestlers because, you know, there's not a whole lot there.
Well, there's a lot there.
A lot of water, tofu.
A lot of them aren't continuing their career, and they're continuing. Whoa. Now I've been waiting for this day for 4 years. And, you know,
maybe that's the key. If they're not continuing wrestling, they've saved all that money on food for all that time, so they just pour it into one thing. If they're going to college, then, you know. Good, kind of what I said.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to start writing that down and Xing those off.
Yeah, you check those out.
That's right.
Last week it became official. Dante Rodriguez signing his national letter of intent. As we say from time to time, Jimmy, football, pretty much Division One. It's that day. It's that first Wednesday in February because everybody wants to be done with it. For other sports, we talked about it last week. There's some baseball signings that are coming in. There's some soccer. There's some volleyball and wrestling as well. And Dante knew quite a while ago that Iowa State is where he wanted to go. And he's fresh back from Las Vegas where he had another tournament this weekend. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, hey, thanks for coming in and officially congratulations on the Iowa State.
Thank you.
Tell me why, again, Iowa State. I know in talking with you for a long time, one of the things that you wanted to do was break away from Nebraska, UNK, and go out and see what was out there. So how many different places did you consider, and maybe what sold you on Iowa State?
I was kind of dead set on Iowa State from, I don't know, basically day one when I went and visited there. But I still kept my mind open to all these other schools because – you never know what they have to offer for you, and maybe they have something that is different that had my eye and caught my eye on it that I just fitted for me well. And when I went on my visit to Iowa State, it's just I seen myself there for the 4 or 5 years that I was going to be there, and it was just that right fit for me. But I had colleges call me every day, getting a hold of me, either if it was on the social networks like Twitter, Facebook. They were messaging me asking if I committed anywhere yet. But since I was little, there was always schools like Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Iowa State, Iowa that always caught my eye, that I always knew there was good wrestlers coming out of there, and they had a good program. And Iowa State was always that one program that always caught my eye as a little kid. And once they started recruiting me, it was just kind of a dream come true, I say, because it's like I never knew that it was going to happen. It's these years since I was a little kid just have went so by fast. High schools went by fast, and just to start my next career at Iowa State is just it's kind of really exciting for me, and I hopefully it goes well like I wanted to, and try to reach the goals that I've always set as a little kid, and just keep pushing hard and working hard, and that's basically it, how Iowa State caught my eye.
Donnie, one thing I think that our listeners might enjoy, and if you don't want to cover that, don't cover it. I mean, if you'd rather not talk about it, but what's interesting right now is how much money is available to seniors in high school that are going to be freshmen. You know, there's a lot of kids that walk on and play football at the University of Nebraska, or they get a partial scholarship, or they get whatever. Did Iowa State seem to be able to come up with a little bit more of a scholarship than the University of Nebraska or UNK, or was it basically that you just knew you wanted to go to Iowa State also?
These other schools, some of them had money to offer me. I actually had Iowa Western. That's a two-year JUCO college. They actually offered me a full ride, but I just didn't see myself there. I just didn't want to. Actually, I didn't talk to UNK. I told my dad and my parents that I didn't want them. They always asked me why I didn't want to talk to them or why I want to go there. And that's where I see myself. I wanted to get out in the world, see outside of Nebraska, outside of Kearney. I know all my family's here, right in Nebraska, right in Kearney, and we've always grown up together. And it's going to be different. Not being around them all the time, but that's where I want to kind of break off, start a new life. And Iowa State, they did offer me money. There's more money, I think, coming to me a little bit because they want me to start, because 133 is a place they need a person to jump in and just fire off and do well at that spot. I really haven't talked to them on how much I'm going to get because I haven't signed yet, and since I just signed this week, we're going to be getting with them and seeing when I'm going to go there and what else there is to offer. And one thing that I really liked is some kids there, they have worked up from what they started at, and some of them are on full scholarships now. And Coach Jackson actually said if you get 70% of that money they give you, you can actually live off of it. So just going to be working hard in the classrooms. You have to work hard in the classrooms and the practice room, and when it comes to tournaments, and then just like how you do in the community, if you're doing community service, just doing stuff with the school, that also affects how much money they're going to give you. And just those things, I'm just going to do my best and see what I can get out of it and just put everything into it, and hopefully don't have to pay much for college. That's one thing I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's what about to me. That's one thing. You know, you wrestle for 4 years, and then you put in the time. You do all the things you can do, and they go, "Hey, thanks a lot. You did a great job. But by the way, you owe us $33,000." You know, compared to going, "Hey, you did a great job. We appreciate everything you did. You got an education, and hey, you know, it looks like you owe us $1.75. You forgot you got a parking ticket here, bud. You know,
love that stuff, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Dante Rodriguez is with us here. In studio, Grand Island, starting his career, finished up this year at Kearney High. What can you tell us about what you know about the current Iowa State team? You mentioned that there might be a spot for you to slide in right away. What about the guys around your weight class, and what about the team as a whole?
Well, actually, I'll probably have a really good practice partner, the 125-pounder Earl Hall. He actually got six this year, and then they also, Coach Nickerson, he's around my weight, so I'll be wrestling with a bunch of the coaches, and then the Paulson twins are in there, and then you just got 141, was Gabe Moreno, so I'll have a couple kids around my weight to push me hard. Those guys, they qualified for the national tournament, and Gabe, he was kind of short on actually All-American, but they had five out of the six All-American this year, so they did a really good job at the national tournament this year, and they finished up 16th, and so they're still pushing to get their program up and still bringing in some of these top-notch kids. And then I know a couple, Ronaldo Rodriguez Spencer, he's from New York, that's one of their recruits, so I'll probably be working with him. And then I actually met a kid out when I went out to the training center, Logan Brittenbach. He's a heavier 157, but I worked out with him a little bit out there, and we became good friends, so I'll probably be working out with him too, but just be able to know a couple of these kids that have been recruited, and getting in the practice room with them, it's just going to make me stronger, and hopefully I go in there and it's just going to be knocking heads all the time.
As many, if you know the Rodriguez family, if you're from around here, you know that they have been wrestling since they were in diapers. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And you have been at so many different places. You just came back from Vegas this weekend. As you said, you were out at the Olympic Training Center for a while. You wrestled at Grand Island. You wrestled at Kearney. You went go to a lot of youth tournaments. Do you ever, has there ever been just a small break for you, or is it constant?
Well, I got a little break after state. I got about 2 weeks off, but really there's no breaks. I just like staying in shape. If it's just lifting weights, if it's just going out and running, I just like staying in shape. I really don't like getting fat. Sometimes I get fat, but I like staying in shape because you just got to stay sharp when it comes to the mat. And just going to all these tournaments, just like Vegas, just going out there, seeing what these new competitions are, it's just the next level for me. I wrestled a bunch of college kids this weekend, so I know what it's going to be like when it comes to college next year and how tough these kids are and what's different from what I've been, how the way I've been wrestling, how they wrestle, and what's just different in their styles, and just so I can get used to it. But going around all these tournaments since I was a little kid, I've seen kids from all over the state. It's just crazy how many kids at their age come out and wrestle. Actually, I seen a couple North Platte kids this weekend. They were having a folk style tournament there in Vegas too. They had four tournaments going on in just one place. But just seeing those kids get out and experience just how other kids are wrestling is crazy. Because I didn't go to that tournament when I was little. They didn't have it, but just going out there, getting the competition that you need that's not around here during the summer, because some kids just take it off. They play baseball. They just do other sports because what Matt Katz has done right now around for these kids, so they just don't know what to do. But they got Twister Wrestling going on right now. Tim Crocker's running that, and Dalton Jensen and Chase White, they're running that right now. So they're just trying to start the programs around here just so kids can get out there, wrestle freestyle and Greco, because I don't think Nebraska's really strong with that. Freestyle and Greco, not many kids see themselves doing it. They just think it's complicated, but I think it's a really good thing to do during the summer because it really helps with folk style. I know I do a lot of throws in Greco, and that sure helps me in freestyle because when you get in those positions, you're able to toss kids or do whatever. But it really helps on just your wrestling and just all these people coming in and helping. It's just amazing. And I have to go everywhere. Like, I go in the summer, I go out to Illinois, I have a coach there, Coach Gomez, and he helps me out. I go out there for a month sometimes. I go out to Olympic Training Center just to get better. And then I used to go out to Council Bluffs, Iowa, where Keith Massey used to go. I used to drive 2 hours every weekend just to go out there and practice. But it's just, you have to go where it's best for you. And if you want to get better, you just have to do all those things. Go to tournaments, go out of state to these camps, do whatever you do to get on your wrestling and just to wrestle better.
Well, I just got a couple questions left. Dante Rodriguez, we mentioned that Tervell Delogne was out there at Las Vegas and won another national title this weekend. But as you said, there was divisions for everybody. Just tell the folks out there what you did do this past weekend and what that all involved.
Well, started wrestling on Thursday. That was Greco. You just basically waited around until you had they had 26 mats. So they have a big monitor. They put your weights and brackets up there, and you're in the hole. You're on deck, or if you're on the mat, and you just have to kind of get yourself mentally ready because it's a big tournament. There's 26 mats. There's people all over the mats watching you. There was, like, the open, they had like Logan Stieber, Jordan Oliver. Everybody was around that mat watching it. There was Frank Molinaro, Logan Stieber. there was David Taylor and Burroughs wrestling. Everybody's on those mats watching, and there's some good kids like Aaron Pico from California. He's my age, but everybody's on that mat watching him. He wrestled Rutherford that is in college, wrestles for Penn State, and got third, I think, this year at the national tournament, and Aaron Pico beat him. And it's just a big atmosphere, and you just have to get mentally ready. And wrestling college kids, it was different for me. I've wrestled a couple times in some tournaments that I wrestled in the college group, but being able to go out there and place third in Greco and then seventh in freestyle was pretty big for me, because I wrestled one high school kid, but all of them other were college kids. So just going out there, getting some mat time, that's what I want, so I can get ready for all these other tournaments, World Team Trials, Fargo, and Junior Duels, just getting out there. But it's also a good wrestling tournament just to go to, just to see how I'm going to do against those kids next year in college, and what they have to bring, and what I'm going to just have to change in my type of wrestling to what they do in college.
Yeah, that's the last question. By the way, 11 matches total for Dante over the weekend. Wrestled one high school kid, Jimmy. So going against some of these college guys already, what is the thing that now you have to get better at as you go into the collegiate ranks? What's the first thing that you're working on now?
Defense. They're really good at defense. I took a lot of shots, but those kids were able to defend me pretty well. Moving kids, I didn't set up my shots well, and those kids countered that really easy. And just hand fighting. A lot of kids hand fight at head position. There's just a lot of things that I have to work on, get in the practice room and work on. And it's just a lot of those kids are strong too. I'm in the weight room a lot, but a bunch of those kids were pretty big. They were taller. They were stronger than me. But another thing, I'm just going to have to get quicker. I think I'm quick right now, but it's just going to have to come where I'm going to have to be quicker and faster than those kids, because they're going to be able to defend me. I'm going to have to get in and out. It's just a lot of those things I'm going to have to really do to practice on and get better at in that next level.
A lot of these guys, even the four-time champions, whether it's Velasquez or Shaney or Adams, all the three-timers, all these guys that do the international stuff, we're so used to seeing you just dominate in the state of Nebraska. Then, heck, you go on the road, you're going to get beat a few times. I mean, is that okay? I mean, you still learn from losing and things like that?
Yeah, that's okay. That's why I like going out to these tournaments. You never know when you're going to lose, when you're going to come up on a really good kid that you had never seen, or you never heard the kid, but he's going to be good. That's why I like going out to these tournaments, because it's just a challenge for me. Just like this year, I didn't really get challenged that much. I only had two full matches, I think, this year that didn't end in pins. But when I go out there and wrestle some of these kids, it's just different for me from this year's wrestling. But when I go out there, it's nothing different. I'm just going to have to go out there and wrestle my best and wrestle to my potential and hopefully just go out there like I want to and win the match. But if I don't win the match, it's just a learning experience, and I just have to learn from it and go back in the practice room and work on the things that I need to get better.
Definitely a student of the sport. He's been around it his whole life, and I know he's going to do great at Iowa State. So, Dante, we appreciate you giving us some time here to talk about more wrestling here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And best of luck as a member of the Cyclones. We'll talk to you when you're wearing what is it, gold and red? Is that what we've got? Kind of,
yeah,
is that the official gold and red? So we'll talk with you when you're a Cyclone. Best of luck, man.
Thank you.
Doug Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and Dante Rodriguez with us on the program today. We'll take a quick break and be back with more after this.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Great oil and filter specials at Carq West Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium or Next Gen Conventional Motor Oil and a Carq West Red Oil Filter for just $19.99. Upgrade to 5 quarts of Valvoline Synthetic Motor Oil and a Bosch Premium Filter for just $31.99. See store for full details. Now through May 31st at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts.
Go in to CarQuest and roll on.
This is not a drill. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the 2013 Honda Fit, with crazy configuration capabilities to haul all kinds of cargo. Named a Car and Driver's 10 best list 7 years in a row. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 7 in a row. Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and Driver, January 2013. See dealer for financing.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
We'll see skies turn sunny across the area today with a high at 73 as north winds will gust about 15 to 25. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 39 as winds turn to the northeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. T&L Irrigation System. I saw them finally. They're getting out in the fields, Jimmy. Saw them finally getting out there. They all want our farmers need some more moisture. I know that, but it's just that time. I mean, good Lord, with Easter throwing a little bit later, sometimes you forget what time of year it is. It's time to get in the fields, and when you get that crop planted, you want to take care of it, and T&L can do the job for you. T&L Pivot Systems, getting bigger and better every year, and of course, we've been telling you about the T&L Precision Point Control 3 with GPS. The TL PPC 3 allows you to control speed, direction, end gun, and the auto and stop locations with GPS right from your home. You combine that with T&L's continuously moving hydrostatic power design, you'll get the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. So for more information about the Precision Point Control 3 system or other pivot control management systems, contact your T&L irrigation dealer or go online, TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works easier on you for a lifetime. There is a little soccer going down in Holdridge today. Kids may have the day off, but they're finishing up the Central Conference Tournament. The girls' game's going on right now. Holdridge is still alive, taking on York, Schuyler Lakeview. And then on the boys' side, Schuyler Crete and Holdridge against Northwest. Those games are at noon. Then the girls will play again at 2, and the boys' finals are at 4 o'clock tonight. Also, Southern Valley hired a new girls' basketball coach out of Deschler. Heath Burkle takes over for the Eagles. He takes over for Darren Toby, who's the new superintendent at that school. So, also, I don't know if I ever officially mentioned it, but Cody Cahill takes over the Red Cloud boys. We've got a lot of things going on like that this time of the year, and sometimes they're not really publicized, so if you've got one for us, let us know. I'm trying to keep up to date the best I can to let you know. I know Gibbon's still looking, and obviously Pleasanton, they're going to be replacing their boys' basketball coaches after a couple of moves, so we'll keep our ears open, and right around the corner, it's graduation time, and the kids will be out for the summer. It's here already. So, Jimmy, anything else?
Nope. You're right about it's time to get out there and plant that corn. You know, when I decide to mow my yard for the first time of the year, it's time to get the corn in because, you know, I'm usually the last guy to do that. Mowed your yard yet?
What?
Do you mow your yard, Doug?
Yard?
Okay.
What's a yard?
Yeah. Never mind.
What are you talking about? You crazy?
Sorry, I brought it up.
Hey, I did bring up the Carl Pelini thing.
Okay,
so
yeah, go.
We
let's get that.
Here,
yeah.
He did say that his firing at Florida Atlantic last year was unjustified and the result of a new athletic director who wanted to hire his own football coach. He told KFAB that there is nothing he did at Florida Atlantic that he is embarrassed about, and says he has been traveling around. He spent some time at Southern Miss. Plans to visit some other schools this spring. Would like to get into a few NFL camps just to see what they're doing. He says he can hopefully find somebody that can publish his book. He has written a book. It's something that he's been working on over his career. He goes, he's just been scribbling and jotting, and now he's put those chapters together and could be interesting. Anything out of this Youngstown area, Jimmy? I mean, yes, obviously, he's probably not going to talk about what happened at Florida Atlantic, but he could have some interesting stories coaching with his brother, coming up in Youngstown, and some of the times in between. I have no idea if it'd be an interesting read or not.
Yeah, it would be. It would be I would buy the book and read what it said. Wouldn't you, Doug?
Well,
I couldn't wait to see what it says in there. I've heard stories, you know, that I'd like to see if he's got that part in, if that's one of the chapters he added.
Well, it's not even all about necessarily coaching. A lot of it,
sure,
he says, is about growing up in Youngstown and in a town like that. So there you go. Pelini says he thinks that if he would have contested his firing, although he stepped down, he goes, you're supposed to get that 30-day investigation at the school. And he goes, I think if we would have went through that investigation, I'd still be the head football coach at Florida Atlantic. That's a big allegation. Anytime you're bringing up drugs, that's a big allegation. And there still hasn't been really anything out there to clear his name, though, has there? I'm not sure that there's anything out there that's really put him under the rug either.
Well,
it's a weird story.
The only thing I know is, I mean, the only thing I got out of it, and maybe I didn't get much out of it because I haven't been following it, but what I got out of it was once you resign, and this side says, hey, if you're willing to resign, wait, we're not going to pursue anything. Fine, you're done. We won't have to pursue anything else. You're done. You know what I mean? We got the resignation. It's a done deal. That's what I understood out of it. So, you know, if he doesn't want to resign and then they want to pursue some other things, you know, so that's the only thing I got out of it. So, Doug, I'm probably very incorrect on this.
There's only one thing I know, maybe, or that I've heard, is that Carl Pelini yesterday was 420, which is for the Marijuana Boys, the big day. It just happened to fall on Easter, and evidently Carl Pelini did not have smoked ham. So I have no idea if that's true or not. That's just what I've been told. So I don't know. Maybe we take a look at that. So I don't know. Don't forget, if you want to enjoy the nice day and catch some baseball, Coach Steve Sponberg and the boys are playing a little Hastings College baseball at home today. They've moved that to a 3 o'clock kickoff, a 3 o'clock first pitch, and they're at the Smith Complex today. So there you go, Smith Complex today, 3 o'clock. You can also hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. There you go. That's going to wrap it up for today's Doug and Daddy show. They're playing baseball, the Boston Marathon. We'll talk to Tom Osterbuehr. He was there last year. He is running it this morning. I actually talked to him this morning before he took off. So he'll talk with us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon Day's in to co-host, and we've got a lot more, including we'll catch up with Dan Hoppen from Husker Online to talk Big Red Baseball. So that's our show tomorrow. Today, it was wrestling, a little different, but Joey Morrison, the new Grand Island coach, Dante Rodriguez, Iowa State, now a Cyclone, no longer a recruit. He signed on the dotted line. And Jimmy Langan, thanks for coming in today. I'll see you Thursday when we go to Grand Island Fauna Park for the Bosselman draw.
Yeah, I'll make it. I'll be there.
I thought you might. Okay. Folks, have a good Monday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!